5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
A budding genius and a blooming idiot.
Put moron number two on the phone.
How am I still saddled with you? That's the question.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Feel good.
Of course you feel good. You're listening to the Rush Hour. This is a big, big show coming your way. Bill's all over the massive games in Japan. Yes. So we're going to get to all of that shortly. And we thank Channel 7, of course, every time we play any audio. It comes from there. Good. And doing a beautiful job of broadcasting the Olympics as well. But speaking of the Olympics,
yes,
Chris Dittmar joins us. Of course, former star squash player, world number one, in
yes,
fact.
I can't
but also
believe it.
A colourful career commentating Olympic sports, Bill.
All right, I'll take your word for
and
it.
And I was involved in something that very nearly finished his career and by extension my own in Sydney. So we get to Ditz. He's an absolute ripper. Can't wait for that. And then, oh, I know you've got some golden cock-ups on the way as well. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you today. And g'day to you, Rebsy.
Ball kept in by Chera. Squaring ball to a dangerous position. There he is. A couple of dockers. Now comes to Brayshaw. Hand passes over the top. The big boy takes his time.
That was 2010. Rewald Shaw.
He just stopped Big Sean thinking, hang on, I'm going to kick a major here, Ross.
And he got excited, there. The big boy. That's why we like him in the ruck.
It took 5 seconds from hand to foot.
Ruckman, Jim.
He can never do it. Can never do it.
The big boy from North Melbourne, Chera.
Oh, yeah.
Just handball it, mate.
Tristan, I know. No, there are some that you just don't want involved in the chain ever. Now, I know you're about to talk about the big contest
Kaylee.
In Japan.
Yeah.
But, Bill,
what?
Let me just tell you, must watch.
What's that?
Women's water polo.
Oh.
My goodness.
The Stingers.
Unbelievable our girls were.
Very, very good. They came back. They were down at half time.
They're down by four.
Is that the hardest sport to play?
I think it must be.
Yeah.
And it is brilliant to watch.
What about when they get sent off and they got a dog paddle over and a little
just red
tiny
little
box.
Red box.
I know.
But, Bill,
yeah.
Is there some quality attached to that?
And,
sheepers. Brilliant sports. It's quickly become my favourite.
Well done to the Stingers who won. Very good win there. But speaking of winners, Jim, and speaking of gold medals.
She's into the silver medal position and she races up alongside Mass. There's our leader. Now we get a look at the world record line and the Australian working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kaylee McEwen in front. Kaylee McEwen touches
yes!
first. An
yes!
Olympic record. She wins gold and says, Dad, I am with you today.
Which was? There we go, Jimmy. One goal today. Kaylee McEwen, well done to her. Her father passed away last year.
Yes, yes.
Her mum was up there in Noosa with a sister who also is an Olympian. But what a great swim. The 100-metre backstroke, she was down. She fought back.
Oh, brilliant.
And won. And she had this to say after the race.
Your mum, Sharon, and your big sister, Taylor, are there watching. It's been such a difficult time for your whole family.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
She actually said, F*** yeah.
Oh, no, thank you. No, I was watching.
It was good, wasn't it?
Now, all of the swimming families are in Noosa, is that right?
All the pods, they're called.
Yeah,
parents
right.
of
Yep. And they've
the
all
dolphins.
Gone to
Noosa. And a resort up there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so they're all there.
That's great. So they're all able to celebrate together.
Exactly.
Hey, thank the Lord for our girls.
Oh, thank God for the girls.
They are winning.
Oh, they are the only ones
exactly
winning.
Right.
Three golds we've won now, Jim, by the way. Three golds, all to the girls.
All to the girls.
One a silver and three bronze there.
Yep.
So we're 60.
You got the silver.
Yes, that's it. We got one of those. And the bronze? Three of those, Jimmy boy.
That one.
So now we've got Kaylee McEwen who...
Kaylee.
Kaylee, we're going to call her F-bomb. Guess who else was in that race?
Who?
Emily Seabomb.
Emily Seabomb.
Yeah. She came fifth. So well done, Emily.
Brilliant.
That Olympic career. Kaylee McEwen, of course, thanks to Channel 7. Yes, as well.
The exactly. audio thanks to Channel 7. And Emily Seebohm, what a legend. Is that her fourth Olympics? Certainly,
yeah,
she's been
no,
to three.
You're spot on.
Superstar.
Oh,
so, well, great for her to be involved in another final.
Yep. And as you said, the Stingers, the women's water polo, goodness. That was really good. 15-12 they won, beat the Netherlands, who were very good side.
Bill, they were four down and in all sorts and came screaming home. They were brilliant. And our goalie. I should know what her name is. I don't. She was superb. So next time the Stingers are on, make sure you watch because it is unbelievable.
Don't they set it up well? They pass it around and all that.
Fantastic.
Round 20 is out, Jim. The fixture for the footy, of course.
Interesting Friday night.
St Kilda v Carlton. Marvel.
Now, I know these 5 and 6 day breaks dictate where the games are.
Yes.
But this is a rolling fixture, and that's two teams from outside the eight on Friday Night Football. Yes. I find that interesting.
Well, it'd be good to watch St Kilda.
Maxie King.
Yeah, and things. So.
But, Bill, there's surely a better game that they could have put on.
Two games down in Tassie, Jim.
Yes, that's
down
good.
In the Sterile Corridor, I think they're calling it, aren't they?
That's good.
Sterile Corridor.
So Geelong North down in Blunstone and Hobart. And then Hawthorn are playing.
Brisbane.
In Launceston. No, that's good.
So that
that's
is good, mm-hmm. exactly. Where will the grand final be this year, Jim?
Ooh,
just if I had to ask you now.
Jesus creepers. Well, I think Perth are firming.
Ooh, yes.
Because if we can't get more than 25% full at the G,
they've
got to look somewhere else.
Mm.
So that's a big if. They might still get there.
So,
and we'd all prefer it to be in Melbourne,
at the
obviously.
G,
we don't want it outside of Melbourne 2 years in a row. But if it can't be, I think they are firming over there in Melbourne.
So the
In Perth.
In Perth. The Premier's got to actually open up the borders.
I think he said, I think he's in the talks, I think he said we're open to it.
So if it's not Perth, it could be Adelaide.
Could be Adelaide.
But obviously we want it the MCG. Speaking of North, Taryn Thomas, who was very good last week for goals.
Kick four.
Delayed concussion, not playing this week.
Do you remember that in the game?
Cannot
I certainly don't.
Because he was getting plenty of it and kicking plenty of goals. What about the great game of rugby league?
Rugby league.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Bellamy, Jim, is going to stay on. He signed
on. Sure.
Yeah, well, I'm bloody sure. Don't worry about that. I don't. Phil Rothfield. Do you know him? See Phil?
He's, Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz. He's about 100. And he's on the Fox show there, NRL 360.
Yes, right.
And he's found this one. Craig Bellamy has agreed to a new long-term deal at Melbourne Storm.
Good.
Because the Sharks were sniffing around and the Broncos were sniffing around.
Everyone's been bloody sniffing around.
And he's going to sign so he can coach for virtually as long as he wants.
Beautiful.
Maybe 1 year, 2 years. And then when he's had enough of that, he goes upstairs.
More book.
Oh, my goodness.
Why wouldn't you?
No, of course.
The best in the business.
That is good, because there was some talk he was going to go, and he's getting offered big money. So well done to you, Bellyache.
Yes.
That is good news. In the cricket, Jim, Australia won the one-day series 2-1 overnight.
Mitch Stark, an extraordinarily good white ball bowler. Extraordinarily good bowler, full stop.
Yes.
But, geez, when he gets a white ball in his hands, he is fantastic.
Doesn't he hoop it around?
Yep.
4 for 153. They chased down the West Indies 152.
Yep.
Matty Wade got 51,
nice.
So that is nice. And just on our favourite, one of our favourite sports here, certainly Rabs and I, the horse racing, they have closed down for 5 days.
Well, why is that?
Well, they're having a rest. I don't know. They worked it out. They're having a rest. So no racing for the weekday this week. They start again Saturday. So interesting, that, isn't it?
Because that's kept going all the way through.
Through the coronavirus and everything they have. So they're having a little spell, which is, there's still races on. I think they're at Gatton today, Jim.
Hello.
Race 8, number 2.
Turf Fontaine.
Well, overseas, Jimmy, but there's a still
that's
racing in Australia.
That's my favourite, Bill. When idiot punters have had they thought they were going to have a good day. They've ended up having a bad day. Then they chase it.
Yeah.
By Sharp the time about 7:38 comes around, you always hear from someone.
Yeah.
Turf Fontaine.
Well, you go Chartin and you go Perth. You go Belmont.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
But then to Fontaine, Vale.
Or Ascot.
Vale's another one.
Vale.
V-A-A-L. Oh, they're
Caliente.
Yeah, all that. You love them.
Just desperados.
Oh, yes.
And then they're on to the dogs and the trots.
Oh, everything.
Come on, Bill.
And then there's a couple of flies. Who's going to land on the bar?
speaking of desperados.
Yeah, who?
Dittmar.
Oh, he's the fattest, pastiest bloke other than me.
Well, he's part of the Triple M family over in Adelaide, and JB has worked with him on an Olympic Games as well. So he's coming up next. Chris Dittmar, the big red cat.
That's
the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic.
I'm just going to write this whole break down.
Oh, well, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Triple M Adelaide royalty Chris Dittmar.
Our next guest rose to fame as a world-class squash player.
Just needs one more piece of magic. And that's it! Chris Dittmar's done it!
And still has to put up with our version of Statler and Waldorf.
Number one for a week in a game no one else played.
Now you can hear him on Adelaide's Ruined Dits for Breakfast and calling the socks off Triple M footy.
Kicks it inboard, got there on the bounce crouch. Hamilton to Seisman. Seisman runs hard, gets around Gleeson, drive on the line. He's kicked it!
Please welcome Chris Dittmar.
I've known this fat bastard for 30 years. Oh. 30 years. That's longer than I've known myself.
Is that all you've got? I thought the intro could have been better than that.
That's
good.
That's, we had to dig. Poor old Matty Haywood in the booth. He had to spend a week finding that shit.
Because you know what?
I could have sent you some highlights.
No, you know what, Chris? Because we cannot find any highlights of you playing squash. Now, I want to know a serious question off the top to you, Chris Dittmar. With your pasty skin, your big guts and your big ass.
Yeah.
Were you really, 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 really number one in the world in squash?
Well, I was for a week.
A week.
A week. And then, see, you've only seen me. You haven't seen the before show. You've only seen the after shot.
And it's not good.
I was fit. I really was. And then, but I must admit, I've let myself go a bit. I got to number one, and I've just been celebrating ever since, Bill.
So he had Jahangir Khan for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he quit, he was number one for a week, and then Jentcher Khan came along.
And then Imran Khan beat him.
I said, do me a favour. I've just got rid of one bloke, and then they sent another one over.
Now, the Olympics we're talking about, of course, because it's dominating. Yes. Now, back in 2000, Fat, and this is 100% true.
Right.
Dittmar and I had been working together for Seven Adelaide for years. We're in Sydney.
Yep.
I'm hosting pay TV. I still haven't met Dits in the 20 years since, a single person that saw a second of it. So I was doing that, and I had to get there at about 5:30 in the morning, and I finished at about 3 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And by about day 10, fair to say I'd had enough. Anyway, Dits was running around commentating brilliantly, all sorts of events everywhere, kayaking and things like that.
Yep.
But he'd been very busy.
Very busy.
So we got to about day 11. I'd had enough. Dits had a day off. So I said, good, we're going to the pub. So we went to the pub near Kirribilli, the Prime Minister's joint, and we start. It was a beautiful summer's day. We started, we'd had a couple of pots.
How many?
Well, three or four.
Three or four.
Anyway, correct me if anything I'm saying is wrong. You were given this great big black phone from Channel 7 because he had to be on call.
Oh. Yeah.
Great big black mobile.
So Dits is on call.
On call. Right. We had three or four pots. And this mobile bill starts flying up and down on the desk.
The big one.
And I said to him, ignore it. Said, you've done enough. You've bloody worked every. You've done enough. We're having a. You've got a day off. Anyway, so we had another pot.
Another one.
We went out to four. And by that, the couple of personality tablets, we were flying. We were solving the problems of the world, the two of us.
You would have been,
Then this phone started ringing off its head.
Ooh.
And Dits looks at me and he says, I should answer it. And I said, no, we get one more. So we had a fifth. The thing's in meltdown that's ringing that easy. So anyway, as I just contemplate going again, he goes, I have to answer this. He answers it. It's Harold Anderson, head of Seven Sport.
Oh, no.
Saying the Aussies are in the final, the gold medal match of the beach volleyball, and we've got a car on its way out to you to call the gold medal match. Am I right?
Well, you're nearly right. No, but Bill, can I say, thank God the phone went. We were going through his old cricket career.
Oh. I'd only just got to year one.
Yeah, although I've got to take this call. And thank God I did. I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
He's right. I had done the beach volleyball, but the great Harold Anderson, who no one knows, and you're not missing much by not meeting Harold Anderson, I can tell you. Anyway, he said, listen, a young girl from Melbourne, and I hope she's not listening today, because if I ever meet her, I've got to apologise for this, but Lauren Burns made the final of the under 48 kilogram taekwondo.
Yes.
And Harold said, taekwondo. We haven't got a taekwondo caller.
It's get not out taekwondo. Here now. Said,
what is it?
Taekwondo. That's
what he taekwondo. Said. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Well,
I've got a bloke from Geraldine High School telling me about the English language. Anyway, so he says, get out of here now. And he said, look, you're not going to go to the event. I'm going to get you out to the Channel 7 studio. You're going to sit in a sound booth. and call it off the TV. And I said, quite honestly, I said, Harold, I'm pissed. He said, doesn't matter. You're the man. Get out of here. We haven't got a caller because there's no one in. They didn't have anyone ranked in the top 100 Australia in taekwondo. So he said, we haven't got a commentator. You're it. So I get out there. I'll cut a long story short. I get out there and I'm sitting there. I know nothing. And I admit it. I said, Harold, I know nothing about this sport. I don't know the rules. He said, don't worry about it. Just be upbeat, you know, get through it. So as they start, now about goes 6 minutes. I've got to talk about this thing for 6 minutes. And, Bill, we lose the pictures. This is live in Australia. True. And I can't say to the, you know, 18 million people watching, oh, actually, I'm in a booth and I can't see it. We've lost pictures. I'm bullshitting for Australia at this stage. She gets her in the headlock. She punches her in the guts. Oh, she's grabbed her. Oh, my God. She's thrown on the floor. And I can see the score on a computer screen. She's leading 1-0. Fantastic. Oh, she's kicked her in the shins on carpet. She's beaten her. Bloody hell. And she's leading 2-0. And on it goes. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, we get through it. Lauren Burns wins gold. And I haven't seen 1 second of it. And that's no good. Anyway, I come out of the booth and I'm sweating. And Harold Anderson's there. And he hugs me. He says, that was phenomenal. He said, it was amazing. He said, we've had a few complaints. Oh. He said, look, the good thing is that, you know, about 18 million people watching that have just seen us win a gold medal and they're screaming in their lounge rooms. Mm. He said, but the 250 people that actually do taekwondo in Australia have all rung up and said, who the hell is that commentator? He is shit out.
Oh, I'll tell you now. No, it's not true. Oh. It was widely regarded as a superb piece of commentary. Well, and I said to him when I ran into him next, that's the template for you from now on. Just five pots and away you go.
Doing it ever since.
All right, Ditz, shut up for a minute. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with you after this.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounce. That's how bad they're going.
On the Listener app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we're joined by Chris Dittmar.
Another great story Jim told us, that you got called in. They said, oh, look, we've got a sport for you here.
And before the Commonwealth Games.
Before the Commonwealth Games. We've got a sport for you to commentate here.
Yeah.
We're sorry to give you this sport. You know, I don't know if you know too much about it, but it is actual squash.
Yes. The Commonwealth Games in Manchester, and squash is in the Commonwealth Games, and same bloke, Harold Anderson. Yeah, every commentator is brave, will tell you, JB. Everyone has a commentary meeting about that sport. And I come in and he says, and I had to do netball. So he gives me my meeting for netball, goes about 15 minutes. What do you expect from me, Harry? He wants me to call her. I said, right. And then I'm about to get up and he goes, oh, you're doing squash as well, eh? I said, yeah, I am. And he says, look, he said, I'm really sorry about that. He said, but we had to send someone out there and, you know, your netball's finished by then. I said, oh, you know. And he said, are you across the rules? I said, yeah, I'm across the rules, yeah. You know the players? I said, yeah, I know the players, yeah. And it just kept going on and on. And he said, yeah, I'm really sorry. He's a shit sport. I'm sorry, mate. And then he questioned me about one of the rules, and this is very egotistical, and I didn't mean to say it, but I said, Harold, I'm world champion. He went, oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah, of course you are, that's right, yeah. Anyway, that ended the meeting, and I walked out, and funnily enough, he took it out on me. It was my fault, apparently, because he never employed me again after that. But,
hey, I just got here. What did the Khans call you, by the way?
The Big Red Cat.
The Big Red Cat.
I'm prowling down the court, Bill. I was like a prowler.
There are, and I know we're going to run out of time, are millions of examples of what happened with this bloke, including who was the bloody Zimbabwean flower? Andy, was it Andy Flower who came out and played for South Australia? Andy Flower. Yeah. This is true. This is 100% true. And he broke his thumb really badly in one of the early Shield games, so he couldn't play for about 3 months. Yeah. And he couldn't actually do a lot of fitness either. So, but he's a mad squash player, Andy Flower.
Loves playing squash. Yeah.
So the only way he could stay fit was to play squash.
Yeah. And JB, the story goes that in the change rooms at the Redbacks, he would forever bang on about, I can't find anyone to play. There's no one here good enough.
Good enough.
You know, I've beat everyone. Everyone in Adelaide I've played at squash. I just win really easily. So Flipper, Wayne Phillips,
this is true.
Goodman, ring me and have said, can you stitch this bloke up? So what I did, and he had no idea who I was, and I rolled up and I wore footy shorts and bare feet and looked like a loser.
So you're just normal.
Normal.
Dressed normally.
And I just And I didn't quite hit the ball. What I did, I just put the ball out of his reach every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just didn't quite hit it hard. I was just dinking it around. And the poor bloke was running up his own arsehole in the end. I'm not joking. He didn't want to stop. He didn't want to, because he didn't want to admit that he couldn't. Anyway, he was nearly vomiting. And after a while, he looked at me, he said, "Who the bloody hell are you?" He said, "This is a stitch-up, isn't it?" And then I told him who I was. Well, he was absolutely spewing.
How good. How good.
And one by one, all the Redbacks had walked in to sit at the back and watch, and they were laughing their heads off.
That talks to the mind of Wayne Phillips.
Yeah. That is exactly the mind of that man.
All right. Well, very good chatting to you. Now, how's the show going over there with Big Reshute, the mayor?
I think we're rating one or somewhere around there. I don't understand the ratings, but it says number one. I don't know what that means. But
You didn't know when you played squash, see?
No, I did for a week. That was it.
How was the skateboarding? You love that too, don't you?
Wasn't that good? Did you watch that garbage yesterday?
I did. The Japanese girl.
Every single one of them fell off.
Including the Japanese girl was supposed to win it. She fell every time, didn't she?
Now tell me this, Bill. I've seen 12-year-olds at my local park who would have won that gold medal.
Well, Ditz reckons some bloke was just skating past the park and he won the medal. He
jumped in.
That's true, isn't it, Chris? You reckon?
A 13-year-old kid must have been just skating past and thought, "I'll have a crack at this," because a 13-year-old got the medal. The rest should have been at school. The rest were terrible.
I love it, mate. It's great chatting to you about Olympic commentary because you were a bloody star at it. Go on. I would get something from the Adelaide Hills Open.
Oh, you already?
I will.
A cold climate Syrah.
You're presuming I haven't.
You can catch Ditz and Roo on demand on the Listener app well. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, yeah,
no doubt. He's just gone, "Jim, look."
JB and Bill.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
This is Triple M's a Rush Hour.
It's a Rush Hour.
Gold, my friend.
Golden cocker.
Oh, doesn't Ramsey love his new saying that he's found?
He does. He plays it all the time. Now, what we do here is we dig up interviews we've done with Olympians. This interview was quite a while ago. Isn't it? But if they go on and win gold,
yes,
it reflects well on us.
We claim them.
That's it.
They're ours.
That's it.
Rush Hour's
so
number one.
Where are we going here?
Well, we're going with Matty Dellavedova. Sucked in, Jimmy. Matty Dellavedova. And he came in studio a while ago, as you said.
A while ago.
We had a nice little chat to our good mate, Matty.
You're about to play with LeBron James at Cleveland. And many, I don't class myself as an expert in basketball at all, but many experts in basketball say that he is, if by the time he retired, going to be the greatest player the game's ever seen. Jordan included.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great just watching him, you know, in practice, see how hard he works and see what he does, because he's obviously, yeah, the best player in the game right now.
You played against him?
Yeah, four times, three last year and then once at the Olympics.
How'd that go?
I think, we took losses in all four, so I'm definitely looking forward to being on the other side this year.
Have you met him?
No, just played against him.
That's it?
Yeah.
So what were you,
forward to that.
Will you be like actually Higo was when Nicole De Silva came in there all gooey and couldn't talk to her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, "Hey, Lebo"?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but, you know, he's obviously the best player, but, you know, you respect him, but you're not going to be like a fan around him.
Yeah,
you
know.
You know, you've got to be his teammate.
Hey, Lebo. Honestly, Bill.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long
big
time ago.
Big behind
big,
the jump.
Big, and that was, of course, in the intro, I think, or earlier in the show when we knew he was coming up. You called him Matty Dellavedova.
Matty Dellavedova. Jim. It is a hard one to say. And he might be playing for Melbourne United next year, Jim. Yes.
Hutchie's snaffled it.
He has. See, Hutchie's bought also the Perth Wildcats.
Yes.
And their coach has just left. He's coached them the last 20 years to finals.
What, Hutchie's just marched him out the door?
I don't know. I don't know. But Hutchie's bought that too. But also the Opals, our girls' team, they take on Belgium tonight.
and all and the Boomers play Italy tomorrow night. Is that right?
It is right.
They beat Nigeria, was it?
They did.
Night?
Yeah.
It wasn't the greatest game. I think
got
they
got going
improve.
Late.
Yeah, got going late.
Going late.
But it's as we spoke about yesterday, it's a different game. It's nothing like the NBA.
More physical.
Oh, yes.
They allow a lot more stuff to happen.
No razzmatazz and all that stuff.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. Ooh. Razzmatazz.
That's it. There's a T in there, yes.
You fool.
So this is us basically trying to claim Olympians as our friends.
Come on, that is one of ours.
Well, come on.
If they win gold, we can ring him like that.
Hey, we can. He won't answer.
We can, at least
I'll tell
can
you who else won't answer.
Who?
Old Heaviano. He's got the shits with him. Oh,
no. Thongmaker.
He doesn't want anything to do with us because of you coming up with a nickname.
No. Where is he? Didn't get a, is he in the squad?
No.
Didn't get in the squad, Thongmaker.
No.
Oh, righto.
Only closed toes. Coming up next, it's Bill's joke to wrap up the show.
Crocs.
Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill on tomorrow's show. A man who is flying. Tuke Miller is going to join us.
Now, just as we let our beautiful audience go, and the joke will be poor just in a second. Surfing disappointing.
Yes.
We're the best in the world. Our girls are the best
I
in the world.
We were.
And the male surfers also extraordinarily good. Owen Wright,
yes.
Very, very close. But Ferreira, obviously, a superstar. So no gold or silver for him.
No.
Disappointing. And the girls, that's disappointing.
Sally Fitzgibbons and also
Steph Gilmore.
Steph Gilmore
so
out.
We penciled them in for some silverware facts.
Well, we need, or goldware even.
Yes.
Because we need those other sports, because the swimmers have been great.
They
we just
have.
Need a couple others.
We do.
A just skateboarder a, or someone, a triathlete.
Come
or,
out of nowhere
exactly.
and gold.
Yeah, that's what we need. Or even maybe a silver. We got the
silver. That's it, old Keithy Richards.
And we're not going bronze.
All right.
Shit.
So, Bill. Bill, no joke.
Yeah.
Tuke Miller tomorrow. Can't wait to chat to him. He's a star.
Tukey.
All right.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, and of course, tomorrow, Jim, the hump day quiz along with Tukey Miller.
I would have thought with the big thing happening in Japan, we'd get rid of that.
Right. We'll have a chat to Jill.
Yeah, right.
Because Jill loves it. Because. She thinks it's one of the great quizzes. Anyway, good feedback on my joke yesterday, the elephant, Jim. Grey leg and the brown leg.
Yeah, no,
it was
joke.
Good. All right, here's one here.
Yeah, right
you
up.
Wouldn't believe this. This is a joke, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Case, well, we get that.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. My wife told me that sex is better on holidays.
Mm.
Not the best postcard I've ever received.
Oh, no.
She's away.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill. And I got that.
She just sees me there.
Oh, no. Nah.
As badly as you slaughtered the joke, I still got
still
the punchline. I still understood it. It just wasn't funny.
Ever smoked after sex, Jim, have you? I've never looked.
To follow a bad joke up with one that's worse.
I don't know if we can go with that one, to be honest. That's how well I'm going.
I'll spew up.
Oh, come on, Ted. Side black boom.
Unlistenable, those two.